Manu Patra alert dated the 12th of April 2019. Supreme Court has held that absence of the accused while taking evidence of prosecution witnesses, by itself, would not vitiate the trial, unless great prejudice has caused to accused. Supreme Court has declined to stay electoral bond scheme ahead of 2019 general elections after noting that issue of electoral bonds, EB, is a weighty one which is significantly apposite to sanctity of election process and also directed political parties to submit details of donations received through electoral bonds. Supreme Court has closed a special leave petition filed by Center of Indian Trade Union, CITU, in 1997 seeking probe into the alleged Imran Bhowal corruption case, observing no useful purpose will be served after long delay. Gujarat High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation, PIL, challenging ban imposed by Gujarat police on the online video game PUBG. Bombay High Court has held that pension granted by the government can be attached in order to recover the amount of maintenance for the wife. Supreme Court has reiterated that the consent for sexual intercourse obtained by a person by giving false promise of marriage would not excuse him from rape charges. Supreme Court has held that charitable donations charged in invoice while selling goods cannot be included in the assessable value while determining excise duty. Supreme Court has asked West Bengal government to pay compensation of 20 lakhs rupees to producer of film Bobhi Shyotar Bhoot, which had to face an unofficial ban in state. Supreme Court has said that principle of res judicata defined in section 11 of the Code of Civil Procedure also applies to labor industrial proceedings. Supreme Court has held that if identity of the purchasers of electoral bonds meant for transparent political funding is not known, then the efforts of the government to curtail black money in elections would be futile. Delhi High Court has held that a passport cannot be suspended or revoked under Clause C of subsection 3 of section 10 of the Passports Act on account of non-appearance before an investigation authority pursuant to proceedings under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, 1999. Delhi High Court has directed YouTube to remove two songs published by Swedish YouTuber PewDiePie from its platform. Delhi High Court has asked Centre and State to explain why funds collected for the welfare of construction workers are not used to pay daily wages during lean season. Bombay High Court has denied relief to a man claiming sole right over ancestral property left behind after death of both his parents and held that inherited property of a widow covered under the Hindu Succession Act shall devolve upon her children, that is, sons and daughters. Bombay High Court has told the BMC not to go ahead with reclamation work for the coastal road project till it hears PILs challenging it. Bombay High Court has clarified that when cases are settled by Lok Adalats, the parties are entitled to a full refund of the court fee paid by them. Bombay High Court has ruled that one court designated under both Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, and Prevention of Corruption Act, PC, will hear all cases related to the 11,400 rupees, crore PNB scam led by absconding diamond merchant Nirav Modi. Madras High Court has directed government to take action against government school teachers and teachers who are receiving salary from government who conduct tuitions, tutorials and private classes for monetary gain. Madras High Court has held that a mistake committed by the importer can be corrected under Section 154 of Customs Act by the assessing officer and not by the refund authority. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai Bench has held that deduction under Section 54 Income Tax Act is available on purchase of two residential houses by a assessee from capital gain earned from sale of old asset. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has cleared a controversial proposal by public sector banks to withdraw bankruptcy proceedings against Sterling SCZ and Infrastructure Limited after companies absconding promoters made one-time settlement, OTS, offer to lenders from overseas. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has directed airlines to pay 2 lakh rupees, along with interest, to West Bengal resident for not accommodating them in an alternative flight from Kolkata to enable them to reach New Delhi in time to catch connecting flight to New York.